it's time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master. Hi, Will.
Hey, Lulu.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. And since I work at home normally, you know, not much has changed.
Okay. I'm glad to hear it. What was last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from Adam Cohen of Brooklyn. I said, think of a well-known entertainer, 6 letters in the first name, 4 letters in the last. You can change the first letter of the entertainer's last name to name an animal, and you can change the first letter of the entertainer's first name to get what kind of animal that is. Who is it? Well, the entertainer is the singer Celine Dion, and make those changes, you get lion and feline.
We received over 1,700 correct responses, and the winner this week is George Hoffman of Barrington, Illinois. Congratulations!
Thank you.
I understand that you have been waiting for this call for a while.
Yes, my wife and I have. She reminded me we've been playing the puzzle and listening to the puzzle since the postcard days. Kind of got to the point I figured neither one of us would ever get called, but here it's happened.
And here you are. Well, I'm very excited to have you on. Are you ready to play the puzzle?
I'm very ready. Let's go.
All right. Take it away, Will.
All right, George, I like that attitude. Today, I brought a game called Hinkity Pinkity. Every answer is a rhyming two-word phrase in which each word has 3 syllables. For example, if I said a beverage that stands out, you would say notable potable.
Okay.
So here's number one, a how-to book that comes out once a year.
Annual manual.
That's it. Number two, recollection of a university in Atlanta.
Emory memory.
Nice. A careful examination of a rebellion on a ship.
Mutiny scrutiny.
That's it. A personal journal written with hot language.
Fiery diary.
Nice. A Yorkshire dog that's more jolly.
Yorkshire dog. Terrier.
Yeah. And it's more jolly. More happy.
Can't think of a word that rhymes with terrier. Merrier terrier.
Merrier Terrier, is it? A sweepstakes involving clayware.
Pottery Lottery.
That's it. Devotion to kings and queens.
Fealty.
And it's not, that's a good guess. It's not fealty, though. It's the quality if you're true blue to somebody else.
Oh, royalty, loyalty.
Yeah, royalty, loyalty. Good. An event sent by God involving a ball.
A ball?
Uh-huh. Or something round. So this event is sent by God. It's something like a 1 in a million thing that's just wonderful. You'd say it's a what?
Oh, spherical miracle.
A spherical miracle. Good. Curtains that have the texture of writing material.
Papery drapery.
That's it. A dressing table for a sea cow. Often has a mirror.
Oh, bureau.
No. Do you know what that Florida sea cow or
yeah,
sea cow?
A manatee.
Manatee, yeah. A manatee
oh,
what?
Manatee.
That's it. A small group of people who certify documents.
Notaries.
Yes. And what's a small group of people?
Gosh, drawing a blank on that.
Yeah, I'll tell you that one. That's a notary coterie.
Okay.
C-O-T-E-R-I-E.
Right.
All right. And your last one, a frozen stick in the shape of a 3-wheeled children's conveyance.
Tricycle, popsicle.
Oh, you almost. Tricycle is right. You need the rhyme.
Tricycle, icicle?
That's it. Hanging from your eaves.
Great job. How do you feel?
Always a little nervous for something like this, but I think it went pretty well.
It went really well. And for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And George, which member station do you listen to?
WBEZ Chicago.
That's George Hoffman of Barrington, Illinois. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Well, thank you.
All right. Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from my colleague Stan Newman, who's the crossword editor for Newsday. Many famous people's names contain 3 pairs of doubled letters, like Johnny Appleseed and the actress Jennifer Connelly. But there are 2 famous fiction writers, one male, one female, whose names have 4 pairs of double letters. The male writer is Tennessee Williams. Who is the popular female writer?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, March 26th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and if you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, rain or shine, never changes, Will Shortz. Thank you so much, Will.
Thanks, Lulu.